Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 16th edition. We have 2 weeks of baseball to go, folks. 2 weeks and another season of Quick Hits in the books. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We have a fun seven-game slate on a Monday. All but one total is nine or higher. We're still waiting on Wrigley's, but with Kevin Gausman on the bump and the way the Cubs are swinging the bats, I'm guessing that one's going to be nine as well. So we'll project it as nine. White Sox, Twins, 9.5. Padres, Brew Crew, 9. Nationals, Cardinals, 8. Again, waiting on the Reds, Cubs. You got to imagine 9-plus there. Mets, Rockies, 13.5. Marlins, D-backs, 9. Royals, A's, 9.5. So lots and lots of offense on the slate. I got about 5 pitchers, 6 pitchers we'll talk about, but it's going to be an interesting one this evening. Your top-priced option, Steven Strasburg, $11,800 at the St. Louis Cardinals. He's faced the Cardinals once this year, 30.2 fantasy points. He's averaging 21 points per game on the road, 24, 17, 49, 25, 25. He's been outstanding of late. One thing to remember, it's going to be really, really hot in St. Louis today. Really, really hot. And Strasburg struggles in the warm weather. Not saying he's going to tonight. Maybe he fixed that bug. But something to think about if you want to get weird tonight. But St. Louis striking out over 22% of the time. They have a 3.75 team total, third lowest on the slate. Strasburg is a very, very solid choice at 11-8. Probably not the top choice, but a very solid choice. My top choice, if you're going 10K and above, is Jose Barrios at home against the Chicago White Sox. Barrios is averaging 21 points per game over 4 starts against the White Sox, and he faced them 3 starts ago in Chicago, 22.1 points. He put up a 26th spot and 7 shutout against the Nationals his last time out. It's been a rocky road for Jose, no doubt about it. Of late, but still put in some quality starts against opponents like the Chicago White Sox. You definitely take advantage of them. Barrios, a -250 home favorite with his own 23% strikeout rate and 42% ground ball rate. To go up against Minnesota's almost 26% strikeout rate versus right-handed pitching, the White Sox have a 3.6 team total, second lowest on the slate, to go with their 308 wOBA and 157 ISO versus righties. So Barrios at 10-2, if you're paying up, very, very solid on this slate. So I got Barrios 1, Strasburg 2, 10K and above. 7, 8, 9K range. We're going to put them all together. Keep an eye on Robbie Ray. I want to see what his pitch count is, but he's coming back. He was day-to-day, threw about 40 pitches in a bullpen session a few days ago, looked good. He's got Miami at home at 98. That can be sneaky nice, but keep an eye on that, the reports throughout the day, because this time of year, because it's a blister for one. Those can pop up at any minute. So that's always a pain in the butt. And two, this time of year, they might say, okay, we got 4 innings out of them. Let's go. Let's save them for the next time out in case we make a wild card or something. You never know. So just keep an eye on the Robbie Ray news as we get going from there. All right, Oakland Athletics, Tanner Roark, $9,300. Really good spot here for Tanner. Averaging 20.5 points per game in his 5 home starts with the A's at the 1.50 ERA. Recent home starts 26.8 against the Angels, 24-1 against the Yankees, got 10 against Houston, 21 against St. Louis. So really, really liking it in the friendly confines of Oco Coliseum. And he gets the Kansas City Royals tonight, who strike out 21.5% of the time versus righties. Roark's a -300 home favorite in this one, the highest favorite on the slate. And the Royals have the lowest team total of 3.1. They have a 314 wOBA and a 169 ISO versus righties. Tanner Roark at $9,300 is outstanding tonight. I'm going to try to make a Barrios-Roark lineup and walk away, but we'll see how that pans out when lineups get released as the day goes on. The other option up here is Dakota Hudson at $8,100. This is the guy that's proved me wrong. We've been on the train. If you show me you fix something in your arsenal and you can pitch, I'll change my mind because he was garbage when he started things out, but now really getting it going. He faced Washington once this year for 22 DraftKings points. He has a 2.92 home ERA and 15 home starts this season. And recently, 18-1, 19-7, 25, 18-5, 30.6, 21.3. That's a heck of a six-game run there at $8,100 on a slate with pitching being very, very bad. It's going to be warm, so the ball will be flying out of St. Louis. So buyer beware on that one. But you got Hudson facing this Nationals team that strikes out 21% of the time versus righties. Hudson has a 57% ground ball rate. That is outstanding. Washington has a 4.24 team total. Lefties 370, righties 305 versus Hudson. And they hit righties well, 330 well, but 192 ISO. There's no hiding that. So $8,100, GPP play with upside, tons of risk, but there is upside there with Dakota Hudson. So I got Rourke 1, Dakota Hudson 2. And then I have one pitcher down below, just one. It's that kind of night, folks. But Zach Davies, $6,100 at home against the San Diego Padres. Davies is a very, very hit-and-miss type guy. He got beat up by San Diego in San Diego this year. At home, a 4.70 ERA, averaging about 8.5 points. He had 6 points at Miami with a 19 against Chicago, 11.5 at Chicago, a 4 against Arizona, 12.3 at St. Louis. It's very, very up and down. He has a 3.77 ERA, but for $6,100 on a slate with not much punt value, he's in play against the San Diego Padres, a team that you know strikes out almost 27% of the time versus righties. They have a team total of 4. It's the 4th lowest on the slate. They have a 2.97 WOBA and a 162 ISO versus right-handed pitching coming out of Coors. Maybe they have the Coors hangover. You never know, but he's in play as a punt tonight. So recapping, Berrios, Strasburg up top, Rourke, Hudson in the middle, Davies down below. I really like an idea of a Rourke-Berrios combo if you can make it work. Let's talk about the bats on this slate. At the catcher's position, you got Mitchy Garver at 56. Probably not paying that much tonight, but that's a very intriguing play. You got Wilson Ramos and Coors at 46. Also intriguing for Sensatella, who's just hashtag not good. When you look at the Mets tonight, they have a team total of 7.15. Lefties 381, righties 327 versus Sensatella. Sean Murphy of the Oakland Athletics has, you know, I kept saying it last week. He had a great year in the minors. Came up, they've given him consistent playing time. He's averaging 12.1 since he's been up. 10, 25, 14, 37 over his last four. The dude can mash. Now he's going home, you know, not as hitter-friendly of a ballpark in Oakland Coliseum, but what is hitter-friendly is his opponent in Glenn Sparkman. Oakland has a team total of 6.4, lefties 367, righties 346. So a guy like Sean Murphy at 4K is a nice upside catcher at the position tonight. A few others to take a peek at when you slide on down. Got Carson Kelly at 36 versus Pablo Lopez of the Marlins has a little bit of upside to it. If Victor Caratini gets a start, the Cubs are going to be priced like they're facing Sonny Gray because that's what DraftKings has. But everywhere else I've looked today, it's Kevin Gausman. And if that's the case, you're going to get a massive discount. You might get chalky Cubs because they've been straight fire. But the wind was blowing out those 3 days in Pittsburgh, so keep that in mind. It's blowing in about 8 miles an hour from center tonight, but still a very lively ballpark for the Cubbies. Vic Caratini at 34, in play for you if he gets to start. And then here's bargain basement hunting. There'll be a ton of them, even on a 7-game slate. You got like Austin Hedges versus Zach Davies at 3K. You lefties and righties can hit Davies. I have no problem putting some San Diego Padres in my lineup because, you know, it's always risky with San Diego because they really aren't that good, but they have those streaks where they can be. And Zach Davies is very hittable. And at $6,100 on this slate where guys want to get bats, Davies will probably be chalky. And if we find out later today that Davies is chalky, then the Padres have some definite GPP leverage in them. So guys like Austin Hedges at 3K, you can definitely go and take a look at. Other than that, just check your lineup, see what pops up. First base position, you got Big Meat Pete going to Coors. This is like what dreams are made of. $5,700, really solid look there. Then you got our boy Matty Olson at 52, going back home. Olson's been crushing. He put up a 4 yesterday, but then 14, 16, 16, 11, 36, a 0-2, a 31. But a heck of a stretch here for Matty O. It is, again, pitcher-friendly Oko, but Olson at 52, not too shabby. Sliding on down, he goes like Eric Thames in a GPP at 41. Garrett Richards, I've been a huge Garrett Richards fan over the years. He's making his return from another Tommy John surgery, his first start back. No idea how long he'll go in this game, but Eric Thames at 41 is GPP viable. if you want to target Steven Strasburg, I don't hate that in a GPP as well. Strasburg is very, very good. We're not going to pretend he's not. Lefty's 271, righty's 253. But one thing, again, it's been in the past, and it could just be a totally goofy thing, but it was very, very consistent. When it was super hot and he was sweating a lot, like he will be in St. Louis today, he struggles on the bump. It's been proven time and time again. Now, maybe he's broke the mold. Maybe he's got the right sunscreen and pine tar regimen on. Who knows? But guys like Goldschmidt at 4K have some GPP upside. As Goldschmidt will get to BVP, has decent numbers versus Strauss in his career. A few others down here. You got the likes of maybe a Jake Lamb at $3,300 if you want to get super contrarian versus Pablo Lopez. Otherwise, you're looking at, if you're targeting Tanner Roark, like Ryan O'Hearn's $2,700. You got McBroom at $2,100. So the Royals, basically, right now I'm looking at the Royals, the Cardinals, and the Padres at some massive GPP leverage. Not must plays. Let me clarify that. But if you're really playing that GPP game and you want to be different, those are three teams you can get different real quick with. Second base position, you got Jeff McNeil and Coors at 56. That is outstanding against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's just really, really bad. But if you want to, you know, pivot, you got Ketel Marte versus Pablo Lopez. Arizona 4.5 team total. Lefties 335, righties 289. Again, it's a slate with a ton of offense on it. It's really hard to fade Coors, but there's upside. You can get Robbie Cano in Coors at 49. Cano has been just crushing it since he's come off the IL, averaging 10.3 over his last 10. Really swinging a good bat. $4,900, solid look there. You got Moustakas at 48, Eduardo Escobar at 47. So some nice top heavy options at the second base position. If you're looking for some value there, like Luis Arias at 4K, definitely in play for you tonight. Jonathan Scope, if you want to get different in GPP against Ronaldo Lopez, we know Ronaldo can give up the long ball quite a bit. Minnesota has a 5.9 team total. Lefties 346, righties 320. A guy like Scope in a GPP, where you're looking for that power upside, he fits that mold. As Drew Cabrera, $3,800 versus Dakota Hudson, another one you could definitely take a peek at in your GPP lineups. That ball's going to be flying out of St. Louis today. It should be flying out of St. Louis based on weather. Weather will help a ton there. Jerickson Profar at 38, good value. Ty France in a GPP at 36. I don't hate that. I really love his power upside. It's inconsistent, but his power upside's great. Another example of the Cubs being super cheap, Ben Zobrist and Ian Happ are both $3,300. Happ came in when Rizzo got hurt yesterday and went deep. He's second base outfield eligible. Zobrist likely leading off. He's second base outfield eligible at 33 as well. Put up a 10 spot yesterday, 10-21 over the last two. Both super cheap and great matchups for Kevin Gausman. Again, lefties 322, righties 332 versus Gausman. Really good look for the Red Hot Cubbies facing Gausman tonight. Other than that, there'll be a couple guys that come up here, like Brian Dozier's 31. He hasn't been great, though. Sheldon Noisy's 3K. If he craps the lineup versus Sparkman, he could be a look for you as well. Oh, and I'm not going to recommend fading Berrios. It's another option. It's a leverage play, but I like my other three leverage plays first. Third base, you got Arenado versus the lefty Mattson Coors at 55. That's outstanding. J.D. Davis at 53 and in Coors, and Todd Frazier at well at 51. So all three Coors guys, great, great plays. Really don't need to tell you much there. But if you want to get difference, Eugenio Suarez versus Cole Hamels at 49. Suarez double-donged on Sunday. Now it's 47 Jimmy Jacks on the season. The dude's averaging 15.3 over his last 10. He has 7 home runs over his last 10 games. We know how he mashes left-handed pitching. Lefty's 322, righty's 331 versus Cole Hamels this season. Eugenio Suarez, very viable at $4,900. Moustakas, Escobar, mentioned them already. Big Miggy Sano at 46. Good value in a GPP here. He's got 3 homers over his last 10, averaging 9 points over his last 10. Went deep in back-to-back games now, 17 and 20 over the weekend in Cleveland. Good price tag versus Ronaldo Lopez. Good look there from Big Miggy. Chris Bryant went deep a couple times over the weekend. He's 44 versus Sonny Gray. Good upside play for you there. But sliding on down, like there's not a. It's weird. These positions are very top-heavy tonight. But as Drew Cabrera at 38, Ty France at 36 are in play for you tonight. Jake Lamb, if you want to be weird, at 33. I can get behind that as well. And Williams asked the Dio's cheap, too. Shortstop Trevor Story versus lefty and Coors at 55 usually is a recipe for success. Marcus Semien at 53. Very good look, as Semien's just been white hot, averaging 14.5 over his last 10. 18-7, 20-10, 27-28, 0-15-16. Marcus Semien, the quietest 30 home run season that no one is talking about. It's absolutely crazy how good he has been. And we've been on him here at Quick Hits. Don't forget that. Amed Rosario, usually one of our values, is 4,800 in Coors. That sucks. Jorge Polanco, 46, not bad. The Twins are coming in at some decent prices to help you from the massive ones up top. Adalberto Mondesi at 43 against Rourke has a little bit of GPP appeal for you. Nick Ahmed at 38. Paul DeJong at 36. A couple cheaper options for sure. Miguel Rojas at 34 is somebody you can take a peek at. Luis Urias at 32 versus Davies. I don't hate that. It was Coors, but a good weekend for Urias. 19-7 and 16. I kept mentioning every day how cheap he was for Coors. He never got above $3,400. DraftKings really dropped the ball there. He's 32 going into Miller Park, another hitter-friendly ballpark against a guy like Zach Davies. $3,200 opens up a lot for you. Jose Iglesias, and Urias is second-base shortstop. Jose Iglesias, shortstop only, $3,100. Nico Horner, who has been playing great, averaging 13.7 over his first seven games on the season, 5-28-27 over the weekend in Pitt, against Pittsburgh. He's 31 versus Kevin Gausman. So some nice value you might want to take advantage of at the shortstop position. Outfield, McNeil's a great play, of course. Ketel Marte mentioned him. Conforto and Coors at 54 is outstanding. J.D. Davis as well. But the big Nelly at 52 will get way missed in this Coors Field menage a trois up here. So get a little Nelson Cruz in your life at $5,200 if you want to get different versus Ronaldo Lopez. When you go below 5K, though, you can get some savings in the outfield because there's still some big upside guys that you don't have to break the bank for like you might have to at some other positions tonight, like Ramon Laureano, Juan Soto, both below 5K. Max Kepler is great, a great play at 45 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Mentioned Chris Bryant versus Gausman already. You got Brandon Nimmo. You get a piece of Coors for only $4,400. That's not bad at all. Aristus Aquino, 43 in a GPP. Eddie Rosario double-donged on Sunday. He's $4,300. He's been in a funk, but maybe that'll wake him up. Ronaldo Lopez helps with that at times as well. So 43 for Eddie Rosario. Good upside there. But then this is a guy that should be in every lineup if you want to save cash. Nick Castellanos is only $4,100 versus Kevin Gausman. 19, 22, 25 over the weekend. The dude's been raking since becoming a Chicago Cub. 41 for Nick Castellanos is outstanding. You got Ian Desmond and Coors versus Steven Matz at 41. That's got some upside. He's super streaky, but in Coors at 41, I don't hate it. Trent Grisham leading off for Milwaukee at 4K versus Richards is okay as well. But Jason Hayward at 39, Kyle Schwarber, who's been on a tear at $3,900. 28 points again yesterday, 28, 0, 11, 12 over his last four, a 19 a few games before that. Schwarber at 39, very good play with upside. So is Jason Hayward. So more Cubs discounts versus Gausman. Gotta love DK on that one. A few others. You know, Marcell Ozuna's got good numbers versus Strasburg at 3,900. Nick Martini, good value for San Diego at 37, likely hitting second. It was Coors. Again, you got to preface it every time. But, you know, 8, 12, 11 over the weekend. He had 7, 4, 7, 11 prior to that. He's got upside. Decent cash game play at 37 for some savings in San Diego. I love Jake Cave's back. He's $3,600 versus Ronaldo Lopez. I'll jump all over that one tonight. Yesterday was his first game back. 2-for-5 with a double. 8 DraftKings points. That power will be tremendous at $3,600. Has a great value play in that one. Josh Naylor, GPP value if you need it. Victor Robles only 36 versus Dakota Hudson. Has definite upside in that matchup. You got Dexter Fowler at 35 and swinging it well. It is Strasburg, though, so be careful. Seth Brown at only 34 versus Sparkman against Zobrist, Happ at 33 each. So there's definite value in the outfield if you need to pay up in other positions. It sucks not getting the big boys in the outfield. I get it. But if it requires getting good pitching and still getting good at other positions, there's definite value in the outfield. All right, recapping your pitching. Up top, Barrios, Strasburg. In the middle, Tanner Roark, Hudson. Down below, Zach Davies. When you're stacking it up, you got Coors for sure. The Mets versus Sensatella is a smash spot. The Rockies versus Mets does not suck either, but I'm a big fan of that Mets one. Oakland versus Sparkman is great. It sucks it's in Oco Coliseum, but I don't think Oco can even help Glenn Sparkman, so that's beautiful. Like, Minnesota's getting a little less love on DraftKings against Ronaldo Lopez. That's really, really nice. And then the Cubbies versus Kevin Gausman. They are super value. Great pivot off of Coors Field. I like that one a ton. And then keep an eye if you want to get weird with teams like Arizona and Milwaukee as well. So lots of ways to go. And again, I mentioned those ownership pivots. If you want to be different, St. Louis, San Diego. And what was the third one I mentioned? St. Louis, San Diego, and I think it was Washington. I can't even remember now. I'm blanking, but I know St. Louis and San Diego for sure would be some nice ownership leverage plays. All right, BVP, as we wrap this one up here, for the Brew Crew, Lorenzo Cain, 5 for 14, three doubles and a homer off of Richards. Hosmer and Renfro both taking Zach Davies deep. Nelson Cruz, 3 for 6 with a double and a homer. Cave, 3 for 6 with a double. Adrianza, Rosario, Kepler have all taken Ronaldo Lopez deep. 342 WOBA, 266 ISO as a team versus Ronaldo. James McCann, 7 for 21, two doubles and three homers off Berrios. Eloy, Abreu, Moncada, Yolmer, Garcia have all taken Abreu deep. Ronaldo deep. But as a team, only 225 average, 281 WOBA, 153 ISO. Not great. Marcelo Zuna, 13 for 41, double, triple, two homers off of Strasburg. Dexter Fowler, 3 for 9 with a double. Goldie, 6 for 21, two doubles. Some interesting numbers there. Zimmerman, or never mind, no one has taken him deep. Ben Zobrist, $3,300. Ben Zobrist, 8 for 13, four doubles and a homer off Gossman. Schwarber, Wilson Contreras, Zobrist, Hayward, Baez, Nick Castellanos have all taken Gossman deep. As a team, it's a small sample, but hitting 338 with a 478 WOBA and a 415 ISO, and they're cheap because they're priced to face Sonny Gray. I've said it a million times tonight. Jose Peraza, 5 for 11 with a homer off of Cole Hamels. Aristis Aquino, 2 for 2 with a double and a homer. Dietrich's taking Hamels deep. Eugenio Suarez, 3 for 10 with a double. Joey Votto's got a homer off Hamels as well. Okay numbers there. Arenado, 6 for 16, double and 4 homers off Steven Matz. Blackman, 9 for 16, 2 doubles. Murphy, 5 for 15, double and a homer. Story, 5 for 13, 2 doubles. This season, lefties are actually hitting Matz better than righties. Joe Panic, 9 for 21, 2 doubles and 2 homers off Sensatella. Conforto, 2 for 4 with a homer. Miguel Rojas has taken Robbie Ray deep. Jerks and Profar's taking Sparkman deep. It's a small sample. Like, they faced him maybe once. But the A's are hitting 450 with a 548 WOBA and a 300 ISO versus Sparkman. Like, Profar's 2 for 2. Brown, 2 for 3. Pender, 1 for 2. Kana, 1 for 2. Simeon, 2 for 3. Olson, 1 for 3. Grossman and Fegley are both 0 for. So that game got ugly quick. Ryan O'Hearn, 2 for 3 with a homer off Rourke. Hunter Dozier, 1 for 3 with a homer, but small samples as well. All right, everybody, that'll do it for your Monday edition of Quick Hits. Again, it's a 7-game slate, but a fun one. Lots of ways to navigate the batting, which I always appreciate. Again, hope everybody had a great weekend. We got the pitching preview for the week, week 24, I believe, pitching preview from Dana over there at Fantasy Sports Degens or FantasyDegens.com. We got a lot of other stuff coming up this week. More Bench with Bubba's. More 2-point conversion, the Fantrax DFS podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that. We've got the Always Pressing recording tonight and much, much more coming up for you over at FantasySportsDegens.com, at FantasyDegens on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up over there or come join us in the Fantasy Sports Degens Slack chat. But until next time, this was the MLB DFS Quick Hits Monday, September 16th edition. I'm out.
Hey there, I'm Brandon Kelly from the Always Cheating Podcast, co-hosted with my friend Josh Landon. In case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. What is Blue Wire? Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans. And over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised more than $10 million to expand their team, their podcast network, and their business operations. Now they're raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding service that connects startups with investors. And it's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be a part of a growing startup. You can invest as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which will in turn help this show continue to grow. So if you'd like to be a part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, visit WeFunder.com/BlueWire.